This is Twit.
Apple, we talked last week or a couple of weeks ago about Apple getting a little heat on their Shot on iPhone campaign because they didn't explicitly say they would pay for the photos. They later said, no, we will. Of course we will. We didn't think anybody would think about that. The pictures have been selected. The 10 winners will be featured on billboards in select cities. The judges included Obama photographer Pete Souza, Phil Schiller. I guess he's a pretty avid amateur photographer. And others. Here are some of the winners. This is a beautiful picture of architectural picture. It must be Miami, right? Where else could it be?
No, I think that's international. There's a huge international spread here, which I think is excellent.
Here is a shot that Phil Schiller particularly liked. Let me squinch it down a little bit of a raccoon looking down a log. And of course, one of the reasons they pick them is because they're beautiful shots. But the other one is they're shot on iPhone and they show off iPhone features, in this case, HDR. Schiller says it's a nice use of black and white, and it couldn't have happened. Actually, it was Austin Mann who said, this image took a lot of patience, great timing, and with the iPhone zero shutter lag and smart HDR, we're able to see both the raccoon's eyes and the deep shadows inside the log. That's actually a really good point. That would be a hard shot to get without HDR, because you got to figure the raccoon's got a lot of light around him. The log is very dim and dark. But it really is a great shot.
Yeah, I bet a lot of these weren't even manipulated a lot on desktop apps. I bet that these were close to straight out of the camera. I'd love it if they mentioned that, but I would not be surprised if these were just a few sliders in the actual Photos app, if anything.
Yeah. I'll show you my favorite, which is a puddle reflection.
Yeah, it's so good.
Isn't that good? It's a heart-shaped puddle. And this is the kind of thing that it's really serendipity. Unless you're sitting there for hours waiting for somebody to walk across just right, which I doubt.
Well,
you just happen to get there.
And then you realize it's upside down.
Right. That's the key. In fact, can you flip that, Carsten? I don't know if you're able to do it, but if you turn this upside down, you'll see the actual as shot. Look at this. This guy has all the tools. Now it makes more sense, right? That at the top is the woman walking, and then her reflection's in the puddle. But the photographer is brilliant.
Can I tell you that the most encouraging thing for anybody who wants to be a really good photographer is when you get to see the contact sheets of every single iconic image. Henri Cartier-Bresson, who has these beautiful slice of life moments, you say, oh, he really, really did just stand there in front on the top of that staircase waiting for the exact right combination of people to happen to walk by.
It takes have a good previs. The ability to pre-visualize what's going to happen. A lot of patience.
And a lot of photos.
Magnum, at one point, Magnum did a photo show that toured around that had many of the very most, it's a photo agency, some of the most famous iconic pictures ever on the contact sheets. And it was great to see these iconic, Yoko and John, iconic picture with all of the much less iconic images. Yeah. You're right, Andy. That's a real eye-opener, and it's encouraging for any photographer to see that. We only see the cake that's perfect, not the one that was left out on the ledge. Anyway, beautiful shots. If you go to Apple's newsroom, you can see all of the 10 winners, some black and white, some color. All amazing, if you think about it. This was done with a camera phone.
Right.
I mean, holy cow.
Well, I think that in the 60 Minutes thing, they listed that I believe there's 200 engineers, at least there were a couple of years ago, 200 engineers just working on the phone camera.
Yeah.
Just making sure that camera is getting the most out of the physics of it. They've got a lot of large staff.
I think Apple's smart too, because you might say, the Pixel 3 has technically a better camera. The Galaxy 10 is technically a better camera. Apple's smart to emphasize the art, the emotion, the feeling.
The
because
results, yeah.
Honestly, maybe you get better night sight on a Pixel 3 XL, but I've never seen better shots than I've seen on the iPhone. For somehow, there's something about it. It just is able to get these incredible shots.
And this is why reviews that go to these real pixel peeping sort of, hey, we've magnified this 1,000% so you can see the grain, really misses the point. It's not just the quality of the JPEG that you're getting out of the phone. It's also how fast was this thing able to take that picture? When you stabbed your, when you suddenly saw your kid doing something adorable, and you, how fast was it between getting the phone out of your pocket to getting the camera app in front of the screen to stabbing your phone on top of that circle and getting the picture? Was there any sort of a lag? Was there any sort of a pause or a delay? Were you, did it give you a feature where you just held the, your thumb down on that thing and it took a million photos in 1 second and then pointed out the three that were actually very, very good? This is, these are the things that the iPhones do exceptionally well. And that's why it will always be at the very, very top of basically the maybe tied at worst, tied for first place amongst two or three people. It's just these little things that make it into a great, great, great camera.
Yeah.